Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into September, many of our older kids are back to school and involved in many activities, but parents can help younger children develop literacy skills long before they are old enough to go to school, according to Joy Rouse, ISU Extension Human Sciences Specialist. By starting early and making learning part of everyday activities, parents can encourage the skills children need for success in school later on, says Rouse. Many parents are already doing these literacy building activities with their children, but may not realize the important skills they are sharing. For example, by simply talking with your child, you can help him or her learn the sounds of spoken language. Children can have fun while they are learning about the sounds. The first step in literacy is to develop listening skills. Parents can make a game of listening to sounds with their children and naming the sounds. You can speak sounds to your child or listen to a recording together or listen to sounds around the home, backyard, in the car, or anywhere. You can also ask your children to match the sound with a picture of what makes the sound. Even though your child isn't using written words, they're learning to listen carefully and differentiate sounds and make those connections. The next step is helping children learn to distinguish words that sound alike or rhyme. Many children's books and songs contain rhyme for this reason, and children are drawn to books that contain rhymes. Families can also make their own books with words and pictures to illustrate rhyming words. As you say the rhymes, be sure to emphasize the rhyming words by your tone of voice or body actions to help your child hear that the sounds are similar. At age 3, children are able to make simple rhymes on their own, and around age 4, they will begin to play with different words and sounds. The third step in the process is alliteration, speaking adjacent words with the same first consonant or vowel sound. Parents may remember examples such as Silly Sally or Peter Piper, often referred to as tongue twisters. Children can help make up a tongue twister or find examples in books to share. These activities can be a time for parents and their children to have fun as well as learn. It can also be time to get other family members involved in the fun and learning. By building these listening, rhyming, and alliteration skills, there's some great initial building blocks for developing literacy in children. These activities provide a way for families to have fun together while children learn and build skills that will lead to success later on as they get into school. Rouse also invites parents to check out many of the publications on the Extension store available for free download that specifically relate to ages and stages of development for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, as well as language development and learning to read and write. Again, all of those are available on the ISU Extension store for download for free. And as we head into September, it is also now time to begin enrolling or re-enrolling in 4-H. Cass County 4-H year and the 4-H year across the U.S. runs from September through August, so enrollment is now open in Cass County for the new 4-H year. If you would like more information about joining 4-H, please give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office. We have a variety of clubs and learning communities available for youth of all ages and interest levels here in Cass County. We have 9 Clover Kids groups that are specifically targeted to the interest levels and skill building for kindergarten through third grade youth. We also have 14 clubs here in Cass County that are for those in grades 4 through 12. And lots of clubs meet across the county, so you're sure to find a club that has a location or a meeting time or interests that help your child grow and explore things that are interesting to them. To learn more about 4-H, you can visit the Cass County website, the Iowa 4-H website, to learn about the different projects and activities available to 4-Hers. And of course, you're always welcome to stop by the Extension office and pick up information about joining 4-H as well. You can look for us out and about around the county through September and October as we promote 4-H. You can help celebrate National 4-H Week. October 7th through 13th is a great time to get connected with a 4-H club in your area. For 4-Hers, we do have some upcoming activities as well. We have a Record Book Help Night on September 18th for 4-Hers finishing up their record books from last year. They can come and go anytime between 3 to 6 p.m. on the 18th here at the Cass County Community Center. We'll have staff here available to help answer questions and help 4-Hers get those record books finished up. We also want to remind any of our older 4-H'ers that applications for our Youth Council and our Speak Out for Agriculture Planning Committee are due on October 5th, and we invite the public to our 4-H Fall Fest on Sunday, October 7th. That will be on the fairgrounds here in Atlantic from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be kicking off National 4-H Week with some fun family activities, some food to share, and some hands-on demonstrations as well. For all of those upcoming activities in Cass County, you can check out the 4-H newsletter now online at the Cass County website, or you can just check out the Cass County website in general. We post all of our upcoming activities on our website and on our Facebook page. Of course, you're more than welcome to give us a call here at the office, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.